gasel l'shelafonov. It says you give it to the one before. So Mari asked the question, the girsa should be yachzeh l'kulon miboyle. That should be the girsa, like Rashi has in the Bach. Yachzeh l'kulon, Rashi says. Ish l'fi masher hoyeloi boy miboyle. Like each one of the nizokim is a shutef in the shor, that you all own the shores. So you all own the shor hatam. So true, the last one that got damaged, all of them owe the money. Because let's say the shor did damage, to the tam did damage to Reuven. So now Reuven becomes a shutef in the shor. So Reuven has to watch the shore. If the shore does damage now, so the original owner and Reuven has to pay the second one. And the same way, if it does damage to the third one, the first three have to pay the third one. So it's good why the last one gets paid first. But why does the Lashon say, Yachzeh shelafonov, the one before gets paid his chatzinezek? Why? They're all like shutfim in it, and it should have said, Yachzeh lekulam. They all should have received equally. The Gemara says, no, maybe Amar Rav says, Li'elam k'Rabbi Yishmael. Really, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yishmael, that the pshat by a tam is, it's only a regular bal chayv, you owe the money. But I ask the question, it goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. The Yom of Rabbi Yishmael says, bal chayvus ninu, they're called bal chayvus. If so, the Kashlok, he had a question, achron, achron, nisker, why does the Mishnah say the last one gets paid first? It should have been Rishon, Rishon Yiskami Barlei. It should have been rather the first one gets paid first. He's the Baal Chayv HaKoidim. So Gemara says, Hocha B'may Askinan. You know what we're talking about over here? Kegoin She'tofsu Nizik Ligvois Hemenu. We're talking about that the Nizik went and grabbed the shore to keep it like for an apoitiki. So the Nizik grabbed the shore right away. Therefore, V'nasa Olof K'shoymer Socha. The Nizik now is like a shomer. And he's called like a shayim masochah, like he's getting paid. And Rashi explains this hanor, that he gets paid up, like this is the apaitiki, this is the payment for his hezek that he received. So for this enjoyment, he's like a shayim masochah on the shore. So since he's a shayim masochah for the shore, therefore when it does damage to a second person, the first nizik is at fault. So that's why the last one collects, because even the first nizik has to pay him. Because the first Nizik, since he grabbed the Sharatam, he became a Shem Asachar on it. So he has to watch it, shouldn't do damage. And if it does damage, he's at fault, he has to pay. For the Gemara, Yehochi, if so, that's the Pshat here. What does the Mishnah say, Yesh by Moser? If there's leftover money, after you pay the Chatzin Nezik to the last one. So the Mishnah says, Yachshel Shlafonov, it goes back to the Nizik before that. Yachshel Lebailim Miboyle. Really, the Lachri, they should have went back to the original Bailim. Because the Nizik is at fault. He's like a Shema Socher. And he has to pay for the damage. So really the money, it should have went back to the Bailami Boilei. Why does it say it goes back to the Nizik before? So Omar Ravina says, Hochi Ktoni. This is the way it should be learned in the Mishnah. Im Yesh Boi Moisa Bin Zokov. If there's any money left over from all the damages that was done, Yachtel Shlafonov. Then it's given back to the one before. So Rashi says it means like this. Im Yesh Boi Moisa Bin Zokov. If the fourth one's damage was more than the fifth one's, it could be the fourth one that got damaged, his one was only worth a mona. So the mazik gets a chatzi mona. The shachamishi shove nun, and the fifth one is only worth $50. V'yein lo yel el zela dinazov, you only get 25. So yachta dinazov, the extra $25 goes back to shalafonov. That's all it means to say. But avada, what's left over from the first nizik, the money of that goes back to the original owner. Because after the first nizik took away the shore, he became a shema sucker on it. So he has to pay for any damage that happens afterwards. It just means if the damage that happens later on, if the last one is less than the one before that, so therefore the one before that keeps the leftover money. Smart says v'chein the same thing. Ki also Rav when Ravin came. Omer Reb Yechon, he said over the name of Reb Yechonon that the pshat now Mishnah would go according to Rabbi Shmuel and Mishum Shius Shoimrim Nogubo. That we're talking about now that the first nizik grabbed away the shore and therefore he became a shoim a sucker on it, and therefore when it does damage after that, the first nizik he's the one that has to pay the rest of them. The Gemara says b'maya kimto who do you put our Mishnah according to Rabbi Shmuel? You want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel? If that's true, Eimo Seifa. What does the Seifa of a Mishnah say? The Seifa says that Rabbi Shimon Oimer, that Shor Shova Mosayim, if you have an ox worth $200, Shenogach Shor Shova Mosayim, that does damage to another ox worth $200. And the dead body is not worth anything. So it says, they divide up chatzin nezik equally. The yona keeps 100 and the nezik keeps 100. What's going to be chozav anogach shorach hashav masayim? It hit another one worth 200. So the last one gets his chatzin nezik, gets his $100. V'shelafonav, and the one before that, divides equally the last 100 between the owner and the first nezik. That zen noitel chamishim zuz, v'zen noitel chamishim zuz. Both of them get 50. What about now chozav anogach shorach, where it does damage a third time? And the third shor is also masayim worth $200. So the halacha is ha'achroin noitel mono. The last one is the first one to collect his chatzin nezik. He gets his $100. The shalafon of the one before that, the second nizik, noitel chamishim, he gets $50 now. Zuz, or shenayim, horishonim, the first two, the owner and the first nizik, they get 25 apiece, din azov. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. So the chur, who does this go like? Also, Rabbi Akiva. The chur, this only comes out good according to Rabbi Akiva Shita. The yoma that says, tura de shutfihu, that this shor now is shutfim. In other words, as soon as the first time does damage, that first nizik becomes like a shutif with the original owner. So they own it together. Now if the shor does damage to somebody else, both of them have to pay equally. And the same way if the shor does damage a third time, then the first three people have to pay equally. So chur that only comes out good according to Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva says as soon as the tam does damage the first time, right away that first nizik becomes a shutif. He's like a partner in the shor. And therefore if the shor does a second time damage, he's a partner, he has to pay equally. So the original owner and the first nizik is partner to pay the third one. And when it does a fourth time, the first three are like shutfim. So the chura comes out, reisha Rabbi Shmuel, the beginning of our Mishnah, the Tanakam holds like Rabbi Shmuel. The seifa Rabbi Shimon comes out according to Rabbi Kiva, which are, it's not the biggest kasha because they're two different mandiyomim, but the chura is not mashma like this. So Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you in, yes, it's right. Here's what we have to say, that the reisha comes out according to Rabbi Shmuel and the seifa is according to Rabbi Kiva. Do Malay Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, because Shmuel told his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda. Shinando my chashev a Talmud like Shavoyk Masnisen, leave our Mishnah alone. Don't try and work on it. Don't try and answer it. For Tov Asroin, come after me. Listen to me. That I'm telling you, Pshat now Mishnah is that Reisha Rabbi Yishmuel. We have to say the Reisha of a Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yishmuel Shita. That a Tam is only called the Baal Chayiv. He owes the money. That's all. The Sefer Rabbi Kiva. And the Sefer comes out according to Rabbi Kiva and holds, no, there should be him. That's what Rabbi Shimon says, each one pays his equal share. Then we have the Gears here, some don't have this Gears, the Lush of them before. Itmanam Rabbi Yechanon, Hegdish Nizik Igabanayu. Now there's a difference whether you hold Husham Ashor or Huchlat Ashor like we had before. The difference is that the Nizik is Makdishit. Tanan Hosam. We learn to Gemara later that says, Hatoikeya Lechaveroi. If somebody blows or knocks at somebody's ear, so, and you embarrass him. So, noisim loisela. You have to pay him a seller. That's how much the busha, the embarrassment, is worth. The Rashi says, Demei boishtoi, levad, tsar v'nizik ripoi, im yeshnim shom. Just means this, how much you have to pay for the embarrassment, excluding the rest of the payment you have to pay for the damage and for the pain. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili, mona. You have to pay Noah mona. Not a seller, but you have to pay a mona, you have to pay. Mar says, now, who gave there was a man, to talk a lechavra, that he blew, he banged at somebody else's ear. Ishalcha Rav Tuvia Bar Masna lekaimid Rabbi Yosef. So Rav Tuvia Bar Masna asked the question of one of Rabbi Yosef, seller Tzuri Tanan, that's what the Tanakhama says, you have to pay a seller. Does it mean a seller of Tzuri, which is a Dalit Zuzim, Rashi says, or a seller Medina Tanan, or else it's only a seller Medina, which is only one-eighth of a seller Tzuri, which is one-eighth, which is only be half of a Zuz. So what does it mean a seller? Is it a seller which is four Zuzim, or is it one-eighth of that, a half of a Zuz? Omale, he said back to him, to Nisu, we learned like this, O Shnayim or Rishonim Dinazov. It says now Mishnah, according to Rabbi Shimon, after the last one gets 100, the one before that gets 50, the first two get 25 apiece. Now, if you want to tell me, Tony Tona Sela Medina, that our Mishnah is talking about Sela Medina, which is one-eighth of a regular Sela, Sela Tzuri. If so, why doesn't the Mishnah go down even to 12 and a half? Why do we stop at 25 apiece? Niflog Venisni, it should have divided up and said, a trace of a seller, until 12 and a half could have been divided up also. So that should be a raya. We're not talking about a seller Medina, but we're talking about a regular seller Tzuri. So Amalei answered back to him, that's no proof. Amalei Tana ki ruchlo listni velezel. Is our Tana like a merchant that sells things that has to say everything he has for sale? The Tana doesn't have to go down to say all the cases, the last case that it could be. But maybe Enechanami could go down to 12 and a half a piece also, because maybe we mean sell a Medina. So Mara says, my heavy law, what's the maskana? That that we say a seller, you have to pay for the busha, a seller, how much is it? A seller Tsuri or a seller Medina? So Mara says, Pashtu, I'll bring you proof, Mehod the Yomrav Yudah, Amarav. That's what Rav Yudah Amarav said. That Kol Kesef Amabat Torah, whenever the Torah Midiraita says you have to pay money, it means Kesef Tsuri. It means the more valuable type of money. Kesef Tsuri. But Vishal Devrehim, whenever the Rabbanan and the Gemara, the Mishnais, and say about money, Kesef Medina, the Mishnah always means only Kesef Medina. So here the seller would only be a half of a Zuz. That's all you have to pay for the May Boisha, Busha, you only have to pay half of a Zuz. And Rashi speaks out, even like we had before in Bavel, you don't collect the Boishas, because Boishas is called the Kanat. So here we're talking about that the Nizik went and grabbed it. Even though Bezin doesn't collect Kanat in Bavel, but if the Nizik goes and grabs it, he has a right to keep it. So I call upon the Maskana is that if the Nizik grabs this Chatzi Zuz, he has the right to keep it. Omalai Yehu Gavra. So this person said, Hoyu lo palgu de Zuzihu. Since all I deserve to receive is only half of the Zuz, Loi Bina, I don't need it. I mean, if you tell me it's only Stella Medina, which is only an eighth, which is only a half of a Zuz, it's not worth it to me to take it. The Sibnil Aniyim, go give it to the Aniyim better. Hoda, then the man changed his mind and said, no, Omalei Nesve Nali, I want to give it to me. Ezo V'Ivribe Navshoi. I want to use this money to heal myself, even though it's only a chatzi zuz, half of a zuz, but I need this money to heal myself. I have charot, I retract what I said, you can keep it, I want it back. So Omalei Rabbi Yosef said back to him, no, nothing doing, you can't get it back. Omalei Rabbi Yosef, Yishino Kva Zochu Bayaniyim. The Aniyim already was zeichered, already received it already. Why? Even though there are no Aniyim around here, so what do you mean to say the Aniyim received it already, there are no Aniyim here? That there it says, but you gave the money to Reb Yosef. Anan yad aniyim anan. Me, Reb Yosef, he's the gabbai of Tzedakah. So when you give it to the gabbai, it's like he already gave it to the aniyim. So since the aniyim already zeich in the chassi zuz, there's no way you could get it back. The Yom Reb Yudam HaShmuel, Yisoyimim, if you have a parsha of Yisoyimim,